When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
On Trackside, the Mounting Yard.
Away you go, son.
All right. You know I'm confident with two-year-old racing now.
Oh, here he goes.
You know, I backed the winner of the Phillies event at the Magic Millions, and I backed Storm Boy as
You're
well.
You're still talking about the one you got mail on?
Yeah, doesn't matter, two-year-old. So now I've got one in the two-year-old race.
I've never heard you talk more about a $2.30 pop ever in my life. Backed into $1.70, bolts in, $1.60 in.
Best bet of the best go of the whole Saturday, one whole weekend that.
Yeah, did you make it a best or did you just tip it?
No, I told him. I said, I've got mail, this thing's unbeatable and blah, 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 and rada, rada. And, mate,
well, if someone said it's unbeatable,
into $1.70,
they're full of it.
As I said, I got good mail, mate, about it. Well, it won, didn't it?
Yeah.
It hung out off the track as well. It did everything wrong.
Mate, it's everything that you hate. People rest in saying, this can't lose.
No.
It's everything you hate.
Unless you're in the know.
Yeah, like good mail
like
is.
When I won on the Melbourne on Trial Stakes on Land Speed Record, I thought he was unbeatable, right? Bang, $4. $4 to $1 he was, $5, gets the money. You got to be in the know. You got to know. And as I say, this thing, well, why do you think it was backed into $1.70? But we digress, Miles. Anyway, Kensington race one, number two, Lunafield, is the only one they want. Clearly has ability.
Let's go again.
Lunafield. Clearly has ability, and I would assume he kept going chinsaw as he's trialled up six times now. The first being back in December of 22. They've been patient with him, and he gets produced today. Should be winning.
Trials were elite.
Yeah. The race four, number two, Nana's Wish. Form is looking real good here. Best of the day for me, Nana's Wish.
Hey.
Yeah, I know you would like it too.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
Right, it ran third first up in a 72 and drops to a 64 here. Also finished alongside Hell Hath No Fury. What did she do?
It's exactly why I had it.
What did Hell Hath No Fury do last Wednesday? It won. She should just be winning as she gets run of the race from pole. Number six, Wolves, is another dropping after running second to Molly Nails and running through the line. She steps up to a more suitable trip here, but her third up record is no good. But she can mix her form. Wolves, I think, is the only danger.
What number?
Wolves, number six. I think that's the only danger to Nana's Wish, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. Ring me up, maybe.
So they're my two only for today. But what I did, I put that, and then we find an easy one. Well, we think it's easy. It's Sandown. Because I've got it in one out in the quaddy. It's $1.80 or $1.85 now. No, race five, number three, it's Sandown. Another will. He's all the rage resuming. Rain isn't going to affect this bloke and should be winning. So I threw him in a three-leg multi, and you get nearly $10. So they're the three. I'm not big on the cards today, but, mate, we'll work around and hopefully find some value, what we said on Twitter.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm not big on the cards today either. There are a few shorties you think could win, but anything could happen. So I just short and sweet. Randwick, yep. Race four, number two, Nana's Wish.
Yep, we align.
Right? Sandown, race five, number three, another will.
Yep.
Right?
But no price.
Now, but the one that I've... Do you remember that a horse that I was telling you about I've followed for some time and my mate does own a decent share of it is Demon Darb?
Oh, yeah, I've heard you talk about it.
Right. And it won. It was going to go to Magic Millions Day, but they had to scratch it. The horse that ran second behind it is in the last at Doomben called DMRK, $3.60, Waller and Jimmy Orman. The form for, if it's behind a handy one, I'm happy to make it best again. So okay. Demarque will be my best at Doomben. I whack them in a three-leg multi, $15.70. And then what I also did is, because we landed the eight-legger and the three-legger on the weekend at $20 and at $13, I had a lot of people message me and say, we want an eight-leg place multi again, right?
Yeah, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Especially on a day like today.
Yeah, I know. So what I did was I put in a few horses I thought should run well or should be winning in a place multi. So I went...
All right, let's see.
Randwick Kensington, race 2, number 5, Pure Alpha. Should run a place, right? Should be winning. Short now. Oakbank, race 4, number 5, Skinder. I know Mitch Lewis is very keen on it. So race 4, 5 at Oakbank, Skinder. Randwick Kenzo, race 4, number 2, Nana's Wish. Tick. To run a place. Sandown, race 3, number 1, Amigo. To run a place. You have Amigo on top? Moody's? Sandown? I did.
It's a tricky race, that. He's short enough. Yeah. But he's the one to beat. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's the one to beat. Yeah. I've
Doomben, race 6, number 4, Tahinga, in that race that was just mentioned. Another will to play, Sandown, race 5, number 3. Race 6 at Sandown, aiming. I think the Mar Eustace team are in for a good day for it to place. And then race 8, number 3, Demarque. So I sort of picked 8 horses I thought could win and put them in a place multi for $14.
Yeah.
Because people ask for it. But like I've said, I literally said on the multi, wild day where shorties dominate, be careful. They're winning chances, but with weather around and the funny tracks, I'm treading lightly. Okay? Full disclosure. But that's up on my Instagram story as well as on the Dabble profile. So you can go and grab it there.
Pure Alpha, $1.55. Might lay a few here, there. J-Max on 2 odds on pops.
Don't, 2 and 3. Don't lay a Pure Alpha.
Oh.
I took something at the earliest.
I don't know why it's that short, though. It's ridiculous.
But
it's a ridiculous price, though.
It is a ridiculous price, but that's one that, I mean, if you want to, but I think it, unless something happens with the track, I think that
it
should be
it is a ridiculous
I
price.
I was going to put it in that multi to win.
So is Speed Personified in the third. Ridiculous
now
prices.
Now, which one? The third at Randwick?
Yeah, the odds on pop there as well.
That's the one that I think you might be able to lay. But I wouldn't be laying race 2. In my opinion.
Nah.
But that's only me.
I'm not going to have an all-up place mouldy. I haven't got much today.
News?
Why not?
Okay.
Oh, 2:30.